What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, I don't know. This, that, or the
serious,
other.
Serious business on this show.
Yeah, well.
By the way,
yeah.
Carl Anthony Towns just showed up at the Wells Fargo Center. Guess what he's wearing?
Eagles sweater.
Hashtag one of us.
Yeah, big Eagles.
He is.
Oh, get out of here.
No, he's an Eagles guy. Man. He's a Jersey guy, right?
Yes.
He's from Jersey.
Yes, he's an Eagles fan. Him and Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, listen. You can like, right. I want him to.
Bridges is too. Yeah, like
Bridges,
half the Knicks
yeah.
are.
Bridges, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, hold on. Mikal Bridges is a Chestmont guy, so I'm all. We play in the same conference.
Oh. Which,
listen. Everybody can't grow up in Philadelphia to be
well,
an Eagles
I was
fan.
Told over the weekend to get out of the city. You know, they're not even allowed to root for the teams if you weren't
city.
Born in Philadelphia. Oh, okay. And by the way, again, I want one of these guys. It's going to start breaking down the fills.
Yeah.
Like with Carl Anthony Towns. Okay, either you're in on Philadelphia or you're just an Eagles fan. That's my question.
That's what it always is. You want to know if he likes all the Philadelphia teams.
I'm just sick and tired of all these Eagles
Everybody
fans.
Everybody jumping on the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles fans, celebrity fans. Give me more Miles Tellers.
Well,
got our boy Morris Chestnut out there.
Well,
How about Dawn Staley?
Well, she's real.
Come on, man. Go Staley.
But she's a fraud, too.
Oh,
she was cheering for the Knicks last year.
That was a tough scene.
She was cheering for the Knicks.
What did it say?
Yes, after
that
the
was
Sixers.
After they beat us.
After the Sixers were eliminated. That's like, no. No.
Well, she's actually from here.
Yes. Dawn Staley, what? Gone. But Carl Anthony Towns, weird voice. He's out.
I love it.
So good.
I love it. I forgot about the whole Knicks thing afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Coach Staley.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Coach Staley. Yeah, all-time great.
No, she's in.
Yeah, out. You know what it's got to be? It's like, you know, I love my brothers here, but I'm a Sixers fan. Blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah. It can't be like,
right.
Well, we lost. Go Knicks. It's like, nah. Especially after that series with the.
What was her reason for like doing the whole Knicks thing?
Didn't
was
they send
the
her something?
Guys?
I think those guys maybe sent her something.
Yeah, I know it was something, right?
Yeah. No. It's like if you could be won over with a jersey with your name on it. Come on.
Oh, that is
no
so
disrespect.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. Hey, yes. It's time for Eagles Insider of the Year.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Here we are.
What we got?
Well, this is the home stretch, and this is when, you know, the Eagles Insiders who come to play, clutch time performers in the stretch, that's when they come in. So Eagles Insider of the Year will be awarded after the Super Bowl, week after the Super Bowl or so.
Mm.
Last week's power rankings. Number 5 was Jordan Mailata. Number 4, the Jacksonville Jaguars Twitter account.
And what was that for?
Because they announced Kellen Moore as a candidate.
Oh, we're really scraping the bottom of the bottom of the barrel.
Let me tell you, the Jaguars Twitter account had it,
yeah.
And friggin' Elliott didn't, and friggin' right. McManus and newspaper reporter.
Else had it. Yeah.
Again, Elliott doesn't get squatta.
Where's Joe Salaquito when you need him? You know,
I've been asking that for years.
That guy's going on a milk carton.
Well, let me say, if the Eagles
if
lose,
the Eagles lose.
Yeah. So last week, as I said, number four, Jaguars Twitter account. Number three, Jeremy Fowler and Mike Garafolo. Number two, Tim McManus. And number one, I believe the first time he was at that position, Elliott Shore Parks. Was it number one? Here are this week's Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. At number five, his first entrance into the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, Zach Berman.
Wow.
And
the reason he's there is because he tried to grease up Jordan Mailata with that little award to try to get more information out of him.
Yep.
Did he get a scoop? No. But was he at least working for it? Yes.
Yes.
How
yes.
long did it take him to grease up Jordan Mailata?
Or he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Oh, blue
yeah.
Never mind. But
yeah.
Again, I was not aware that Ike is also a two-time winner of the Nice Guy Media Award.
Yes.
I want to know when it went away. And why it came back. Like, what players
good
were
good question.
Oh, yeah. That is a
no
good
idea.
Question.
Yeah, I have. Because I won mine in 03 and 04. Yeah, I don't know what happened after that. That was 20 years ago.
So, number four, a guy who has not been in the power rankings since the early iterations of Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, D-Gun.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
D-Gunner?
D-Gun breaks the story that the Eagles fan who called that Packers lady names was not going to be permitted to future Eagles games, and they were going to send her a bunch of Packers gear. That scoop came from D-Gun, who's just been laying in the weeds.
Yes. Now, by the way,
if you thought D-Gun had no chance to win this, you were wrong.
Totally wrong. Yeah. He's been the GOAT for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, that guy has spoken.
Oh.
He said there's two sides to that. He was provoked.
Well, okay. Probably fair.
Now, he said he obviously... What he said was totally wrong.
Right.
There was a... There he was provoked.
I'm sure he was provoked. Thing is...
Still can't happen.
Look, everybody... My guess is everybody involved in that is an annoying... Was being an annoying weirdo.
Right.
I bet.
But provoked you, how?
I don't care what he says to you. You say that to his girlfriends like...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Who are you being... Because if you were provoked by him, why wouldn't you just address him?
Him. Right.
Right? Like, why are you going after the wife? If you're telling me she provoked you? Like, how?
Yeah.
It's kind of dangerous for anybody in opposing team's gear to provoke any Eagles fan.
Right.
In their building.
It's like, I'm sure he was provoking you, but also, like, I've never even, those words, I don't even want to say those
words. Right, you're not even saying those
air.
Words. Exactly, yeah. He's not even saying that stuff.
So all of them, you could ship all of them. I hope none of them come to Eagles games anymore. The Packers fans, whatever. All right. Number three.
None of them.
It's just like, just go to the game and cheer for your team and have some fun. Holy cow. See, most people in that stadium are being cool. Maybe they're being a little annoying, but like, come on.
You know what's funny about that before you keep going?
Yeah.
The biggest story is coming out of that game. Is AJ reading a book on the sideline and this fan?
Right.
This
yes.
fan situation.
Yes. By the way, we won a playoff game.
Yes, we won the damn playoff game. Go ahead.
Number three, Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. His first appearance.
Who you got?
Big Dom.
Big Dom?
Because Big Dom.
He definitely does not want to be in the top five.
I don't think so.
Well, he found the guy.
I know.
He found the guy, which makes him an insider.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I know he doesn't want to be considered. And if we gave him number one at the end of the year, he would probably be pretty pissed off at us.
Yeah, well, he would not be happy. Well, I mean, just certainly would not be comfortable with it.
Yes.
No.
So here we go to the top two.
Wow.
You have to wonder where Elliott lands. Does he keep his number one spot?
I forgot. Yeah, you hadn't said Elliott yet.
I don't think he asked the question today, so I'd hope not.
Elliott Shore Parks. Who is number two? Elliott Shore Parks.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
Drops one spot.
Somebody's replaced ESP?
Well, look.
Beat writer we need?
Look. Some say it was because Elliott took Jalen's grade from a C- to a B. Those people are wrong.
And that'll be addressed to the top five at five?
Yeah, the truth is, we just haven't seen very much out of Elliott over the last week, and it's hotly contested right now.
I wonder why that is. He's not getting many questions in the press conference.
I noticed.
What's going on with that?
They've shut him out.
Yeah. We hear a lot of Rube. We hear Zangaro.
Now he also caused an epidemic down at the NovaCare facility.
What did he do?
all these beat writers are cursing now, open and freely. There's another.
Oh yeah, who cursed today?
The Athletic guy, Brooks Keb something.
People are cursing? Really?
Well, they're quoting Nick, but they're saying BS.
Oh, and they're saying it back to him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which was started by Elliot, who opened up the gates for everyone down there thinking it's okay to curse.
Right. Remember when Elliot quoted somebody and cursed at a press conference?
I do remember. Who was that? I remember it.
Well, it's because he says, no, Elliot said it to Jalen.
Right.
So he said that Nick said that it's BS that you're a game manager, but
right,
he said the
that's
full
what
word.
It was. Yes.
Someone
yes.
else said the S word later in a different press conference, and this is now the third occurrence of a beat reporter cursing in a press conference.
You can say BS.
You can just say BS by saying your point. Like, yeah. Can someone down and be professional?
Oh, so they're not using the actual initials. They're saying it.
They're saying it.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
you don't need to be all accurate all the time. You know, some things are over the air.
So the question is, who is number one? And I feel like this guy, maybe his big stories aren't in tweets, but his big stories are in stories.
Oh, I know what you
And it's the second time he's come up with one. Tim McManus at number one.
Congratulations, Tim.
Tim McManus's story today about Nick Sirianni, with everyone giving the stories about the notes, the N'Kobe Dean note, the Isaiah Rodgers note, the Jordan Mailata father story, the quote from Rick Lovato, all of that stuff. Though, you know, people think being an insider is just posting a tweet that says so-and-so is fired or so-and-so is injured. Mm-hmm. No. You have access. Use the access for inside stories.
Anyone could have got that story.
Yes.
You know?
You could have. Jordan's there every day. N'Kobe Dean's there every day. Isaiah Rodgers is there every day.
Sometimes you got to want it.
Yeah. You got to have an idea.
And that's what we're questioning Elliot on.
Yes. So Elliot drops a two. Tim McManus, number one.
I'm sure he'd be ready to get questions in today.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Put that battery in his back.
The thing about Eagles Insider of the Year is you think it doesn't make a difference. It makes a difference. It motivates people.
It does.
And
hasn't motivated me much, but yeah,
No. You're laying in the weeds.
You're like a fat cat.
Yes. Speaking of being motivated,
yes,
you should be motivated to perform like a champion in the bedroom.
Now I'm awake.
Yes, sir. And how do you do it? Well, you climb up. You want to be number one in the power rankings of getting busy in the bedroom.
Yeah.
How do you get to number one in the power rankings? Blue Chew.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, just pop a Blue Chew. You in the bedroom with your partner, you want to be able to be at peak performance. Blue Chew gets you there.
It really pops out and it grows.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm waiting patiently.
For the package?
For the package.
Yeah, sure you
Checked the mailbox the day before I left.
It's a little brown envelope.
Yeah.
I was gonna say it is a hard brown envelope, is what it is.
Man.
Yeah,
hard.
Even the envelope. Oh, damn it.
My bad.
Even the envelopes are hard.
So Blue Chew is an online service. Gets you the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, Levitra, Staxin, but it's in chewable form.
That's the best part.
Yes, because you never know when it's gonna be that time. Maybe you get the text message from your wife, and it's like, tonight's the night. You're on your way home from work. You don't have a drink to be swallowing a pill or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just get the chewable Blue Chew.
And I will say.
Yes.
Me and Renee, we do have like text messages that we send to each other where it's like, yeah, today's the day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You're married as long as we've been married.
See?
Yeah.
Keep a couple of Blue Chews in the backpack.
Man, right there in the console in the car.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
The good news is since it's all online.
And made in the USA.
Well, yes. You don't need to worry about a doctor's appointment because you go online, you have a consultation with one of their providers. Very quick. I already did it. Very quick. No waiting. And you don't have to worry about waiting in line at pharmacy because they're going to send it to you in a very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Discreet package.
Yes.
And by the way, nothing to be embarrassed about here. Nothing to be embarrassed about. You want to perform the best you can.
I'm telling you, fellas, join the party. This is going to be a movement this year.
The Blue Chew movement.
Okay. Yep. That's the next movement?
It's going to be a movement, man. I'm telling you.
So
everyone's walking around with Blue Chews.
Their providers will work with you. There's a bunch of different ingredients. They'll work with you to find the right one. And then you get it for free.
Yeah.
For free? What did I just say? For free.
Free.
Great offer for free. Go to BlueChew.com, consult with a licensed medical provider, get your first month free.
It's a movement.
It is a movement. And remember, when you get that Blue Chew, you chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it, baby.
And remember Lance Armstrong, one of the best of all time.
PEDs.
Yep.
Yep.
Helped him out.
Mark McGuire.
You don't have to wear the yellow bracelet.
Very bad. And you're not. And by the way, you're never going to have to tweet an apology about using these PEDs.
And they're not going to bring you to Congress.
No.
Nope.
Absolutely not. If they do, it means, I guess, that you did something right. All the congressmen want to know how you did it. Okay. Mike Vrabel.
Yes. Let's get it back to business.
Yeah.
Is going to be the head coach of the New England Patriots. He was asked at a press conference about a Philadelphia Eagle. And his answer was something. Here it is.
Maybe if you provide free books on the sidelines, you might be able to get a certain wide receiver here.
Yeah, we'll see. But that
was he a big reader back when you guys were together?
I think AJ's just trying to find ways I'm proud of his development, his personal development, and working on himself and working on controlling his and getting back to center. And again, he's a passionate player, and I love him to death, and I have a very, very close relationship with him.
Whoa. By the way, it wasn't a press conference on the Greg Hill Show, which is on our station up there in Boston, WEEI.
That's not tampering?
What's that?
That's not tampering?
So they asked him, but they purposely didn't even mention the name of the
exactly.
player.
Exactly. He did.
Yeah. I don't know. Should we submit that to Goodell?
Well, it's out there in the ethos.
Well, he says I have a very close relationship with him.
I view that as tampering.
It's and
I mean, Magic couldn't even work out Ben Johnson without getting fined $500,000. Remember?
Oh,
Ben
Simmons. Yes.
Remember that happened?
Yeah.
Ben Johnson is.
That's who did I say? Did I say Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson. Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, Ben Simmons.
Oh, did I say Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson, who's another PED guy.
Well,
I'm thinking of
you. He doesn't know that.
Oh,
Ben
different,
Johnson.
Different
yes.
Ben Johnson.
And I know Ike's got Johnson on the mind. It's just.
I do.
But yes, he could not work out Ben Simmons.
Yes, Ben Simmons, yes.
Do you know who the Ben Johnson is that I'm talking about?
He's a racer?
He was
a racer?
A sprinter.
Whatever.
Yes.
Well, he was.
Wasn't he Canadian?
Yes.
Ben Johnson. I don't know why I said racer.
Yeah, what? Yes.
No one's ever referred to a sprinter as a racer. I totally. That's on
okay,
me.
Okay, long as you know why I looked at you that way.
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
I know. It slipped out.
You could have just said a runner.
Well,
he's a runner.
Speaking of AJ and Vrabel, what I want everybody to be prepared for, and we don't want to hear this, but if the Eagles lose in a way where the offense doesn't look great this postseason, there will be people talking about this sort of thing, about traits.
Yeah.
You know, about whether it's Jalen or AJ, and AJ was, you know, little chatty after the season last year. We were in the offseason when he didn't have a contract and talking about what team he would be on. So it doesn't mean that anybody's getting traded, but I would be prepared for those rumors to circulate if the Eagles do not. I think we're trying to figure out where it goes. If the Eagles get to the Super Bowl, I think we're pretty safe, but I think if they lose anywhere before that, I think especially if that is a loss where the offense doesn't look good, I think we should be prepared to hear those rumors. I think we'll hear them.
I mean, you may hear them out there. I feel confident in saying half this roster may get traded before A.J. Brown's not here.
You think so?
Yeah, hey, they love A.J.
Yeah. You could hear the way Sirianni talked about it.
That's what I was going to say. Did you hear Nick Sirianni yesterday?
Yeah.
That's the one that's seemingly the top dog in the building.
Yeah. Chuck and Mount Airy, 2 days in a row, you're on WIP. What's up,
Feeling
Chuck?
Back at home, aren't you, Chuck?
A little bit. What's up, Ike? What's up, Spike?
What's up, brother Chuck?
I mean, listen. Hey, listen, I'm just dipping my foot in the water, man. Listen, you talking about Sirianni might not, his ass might not be here next year. You talking about he's saving A.J. Brown. You know what I mean? Listen, he got to worry about his job being here next year. But listen, that guy that you guys talking about, the stadium, he got fired from his job today.
Yeah, I know. That sucks.
No, it doesn't.
What sucks? Right? He got fired, man. I don't want anybody to get fired.
No, he should, man. You don't talk. Listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We live in a society, in a world, that people think they can talk to people any kind of. That's somebody's wife, man. You talk to my wife like that, I tell you, you've been sipping on a straw for about 6 months, man. I'm serious, man. That girl should fire her husband when she get back home, divorce his ass, because he was a coward the way she didn't even step up for his wife. There's no way in the world you should be able to do that at a game or none of that. That guy should have gotten fired for that. Everything that comes with him, he deserves it, because that was uncalled for. And that's the bottom line.
Mike Tyson. You may have that urge in you to do that, but when you're outnumbered the way they were outnumbered in that area, they both would have gotten beaten down more than likely if he started to fight. So I think he did the right thing by not doing that, by not fighting, because he's outnumbered.
There's ways I could get around that, trust me.
No, there's not.
That game over, you go to follow that guy outside, man. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know?
Dude, I've seen too many videos of guys getting their head stomped on the stairwell of a stadium.
Man. I'm not
getting in a fight with some drunk guy at the stadium.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, who's that helping? Yeah, it's not helping her. You get your ass kicked in a stadium.
She's going to try to protect you, and then now she's in the middle of it.
Yeah. I just think the whole situation, Chuck, was unfortunate. I'm sorry that everybody's in it. I don't know anybody in that. I don't know the guy that said it. I don't know if he had a bad, not defending him. I don't know if he had a bad moment. I have no idea. And I want to be clear. I'm not like sticking up for him. I just know that we've all had bad moments where we say things that we wish we didn't say. And I think it's unfortunate that it's wound up in this situation.
Well, if your wife can't look for you for protection, who she can look for? You know what I mean? It's a ways of you know, just conducting yourself as a fan and not behaving that way. He's a jerk, man. He got what he deserved. You know what I'm saying? But that was just one thing. Listen, am I a Nick Sirianni guy? Absolutely not. Okay, this guy does nothing. I'm more of a Kellen Moore guy and a Vic Fangio guy than I am he. He does nothing. He brings nothing to the table. Okay, not a damn thing. He shaves his head. Well, he writes notes to his players like they're in elementary school. What are you going to do? You going to tuck it in their cubby hole while he's sleeping for a nap, too? Like, who cares about all that garbage? That doesn't get you closer to a Super Bowl ring. I need Nick Sirianni to bring a Super Bowl ring to Philadelphia. That's about it. And if he can't do that, then his ass could be gone. Peace. Bye. You get somebody in here that can call plays and that can keep a locker room together. I don't like Nick Sirianni a little bit. Even if he wins a Super Bowl, then I'll stay off you. But other than that, no, absolutely not. And as far as Jalen Hurts go, all you people out there, I'm going to say it. The guy played like a bum, okay? And if he loses this game, I'm going to call him an official bum. Because here's the thing. All Jalen Hurts does is keep the other team still in the game. That's all you do. You know what I mean? We could have routed Green Bay. We up here playing around with Green Bay. You know, Buffalo routed Denver, okay? Baltimore routed Pittsburgh. They didn't even have a chance. You know what I mean? That's what the team's supposed to do. We playing around with a 7th seed. Now, I'm telling you, and Spike don't say it, but I'm going to say it. And all you people can come at me all you want. All you Jalen Hurts lovers and boot.
Oh, believe me, Spike will say it.
I'm telling you, he stinks. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you right now, I'm 2 seconds away from being on his ass because this guy, everything is around him. Everything. I don't know what y'all watching. And Kenny from the 30-30, you're a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. You sit up here, you ruined Donovan's career. This is why Donovan moved to Arizona and didn't stay in Philadelphia when he retired as an Eagle, because you people like you and your crew booed him out the stadium when he got drafted. And you want to call up here to this station and tell us to be grateful for this loser of a player, Jalen Hurts? I'm telling you, man, I am 2 seconds of being on Jalen Hurts behind because he should be better. He should be better. We got everything in our arsenal. We got a great defense. We got a great defensive coordinator. We got a great offensive line. We got a great running back, 2 great wide receivers. And this guy, all he does is throw for 39 yards in the first half. I don't care what y'all say. I know what I'm watching. And what I'm watching ain't good enough to win a Super Bowl. So you guys can get mad all you want. If he loses on Sunday, I promise you, I'm throwing my jersey in the trash, Taylor's jersey in the trash, because he is trash if he loses on Sunday. Guarantee you that.
Wow. Hey, listen.
Strong statement, Chuck.
I don't have much pushback there. I mean, if he loses, I know he's gonna catch the wrath, and there's not gonna be a lot of defending. Now, unless he loses in a shootout, the defense stinks come Sunday for some reason, which hasn't happened all year long.
I'm sorry, let me cut you off.
No, go ahead.
When the last time we actually just, you know, last week was an opportunity to put our foot on a person on a team's neck. We went up 7-0, and you got these people actually calling up here and taking up for his play.
Because here's the thing. Here's why, though, Chuck. Here's why. And I'm not saying you don't have a right to have a level of frustration because the offense didn't click as it should have been clicking Sunday. But here's what I'm saying. Here's where you got to give the people who aren't as upset like you are a little bit of grace. Because a lot of people are just like, man, win. I don't care if you win by one or if you win by 30. I'm not saying you're wrong for feeling the way you feel, but there are fans that are just like, we're in the playoffs right now, and style points don't matter. As long as you win and get to the next week, that's all fans really care about. That's the majority of fans. The majority. I'm not saying there aren't some that are looking at that game and be like, man, we should be better than what we are, because what you're doing is basically saying that ain't going to be good enough to win the Super Bowl or win the NFC Championship. And I understand where that feeling is coming from. I'm just more or less in the moment like, you know what? We won that game. Hopefully he's better Sunday.
Mike, I hear what you said, right? All I hear is he's not – I hear what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
All I hear is he's not turning the ball over.
Right.
Well, he's not turning the ball over. He also is not giving his playmakers an opportunity to make a touchdown because, you know, this is
that's fair.
From a team that can possibly come back in the fourth quarter and beat us. And then and all I hear is all he does is win. I get that. And he makes the play when we need it. But if he would make the play earlier, we wouldn't need it in that time that you said he made the play when we need it. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. I agree with you, Chuck.
We don't need to be in a close game with Green Bay. We just don't, man. Y'all have a good day.
All right. All right. I largely agree with Chuck.
Listen, I hear the frustration. I get it. I hear it. Now, here's the thing. Where you'll get pushback from most fans, see, you won't get much pushback today. But doing that the day after they win the game.
It's tough.
It's tough to do because most fans are still excited and happy they won the game.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to win a playoff game and be like, you know, but I'm mad.
Right.
You know, it's a different thing in week six, you know, against Jacksonville.
Exactly. Exactly.
And last thing on Chuck. He was happy the guy lost his job because of something he said. It's almost like if you threaten to cut off the fingers of somebody.
Let's not.
You're doing so well.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just saying. We all say things we regret.
Yes.
You know?
I'm glad you waited until the call was over.
See? Strategic.
Jack. Me and Jack are like, we were doing well here. Because he needs Chuck back.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Jack needs
Chuck back. Did you hear that? He's always right at the top of the board. Like, I get it,
Doesn't
Jack.
Wait.
I get it, Jack. I get it. I get it.
I'm glad.
Well, but he needs to say, I want to be an afternoon show caller again.
He's doing well.
He needs to say that.
He's doing well.
He needs to say
he'll
that.
He'll get there. We're welcoming him back. We can't have his brilliance, and that's what I'm calling it, wasted on the morning show.
I agree. But it's a two-way street. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
You just did the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Yeah, what are you doing?
The worm power rankings.
Oh, we haven't had worm rankings in a while.
That's right.
Okay. Worm. Oh, no. Am I in the worm
You rank? Are not.
Okay.
And neither is Ike.
Okay. All right.
Ike's the man.
I know I'm not in the worm rankings.
All right. Coming up next, the top 5 of 5. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.